If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. This beautiful verse gives us an insight into the heart of God, who always longs for world peace. In this passage, we're given a vision of what the world will look like at the end of time. With God in charge, there will be complete peace. The instruments of war will become useful agricultural implements. All war will cease, and there will no longer be any need to train people to fight. It's a stirring vision, and one that needs to thrill us all. Our present world is continually in the grip of violence and war. They are characteristics of a world that lives in rebellion against God. But as we worship Him, we need to remind ourselves of His longing for peace. It's so easy for us to feel that world politics and historic rivalries between nations are so complex that we can't relate to them at all. But as followers of the Lord of Peace, we need continually to pray for peace and long for a world in which warfare will have no place. Most of us live our lives far away from international politics, but that doesn't mean that we're uninvolved in peacemaking. Every day, all of us have the opportunity to be peacemakers. We can bring peace to people as we listen to their concerns, as we pray for them, and as we give them encouragement. It might seem far removed from bringing peace to the world, but it's intimately connected, and it's all part of God's mission of peace. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. So let me ask you a very specific question. In what way might you be able to work for peace today? Now let me pray with you. God of peace, thank you for the way in which you've brought peace into our lives. Help us always to be willing to share it with others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.